现在为大家读的是今天的正道经文。路加福音二章八到二十节，在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着金刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的消息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在茅槽里，那就是记号了。”忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说：“在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。”众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说：“我们往伯利恒去看看所成就的事，就是 主所指示我们的。”他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。忽然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Thank you to James for leading the children's moment.
谢谢刚才的 James 弟兄带领我们为我们孩子带祷。
Thank you to Bingo for giving the announcements.
谢谢 Bingo 弟兄给我们报告事项。
Thank you to Pastor Doris for leading us in prayer.
谢谢我们的 Doris 牧师带我们祷告。
And thank you, Katie.
还要谢谢我们很棒的翻译。
Whatever you said, it sounds good to me.Each week of Advent is an invitation to see more clearly and more brightly what Christmas is truly about.
所以每年的代降节就是我们能够邀请大家能够更清楚、更明显的看出圣诞的真理。
It's why we light a new candle each week.
这就是为什么我们每个礼拜都要点一个新的蜡烛。
Each week reveals something glorious.
每个星期都揭晓一个很美好的事。
So that when we reach Christmas, only one thing remains: to welcome Christ.
所以直到圣诞节的那一天，只剩一件事，那就是欢迎主耶稣基督的来临。
That's why we light the white candle on the stroke of midnight on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning.
所以这就是为什么在十二点晚上十二点的时候。我们圣诞节十二月二十五号，我们点了那支白色的蜡烛。
The first Advent candle reminds us that Advent is about hope.
那第一个代降节的蜡烛提醒我们，代降节是有希望的。
Jesus is the hope of the world.
耶稣是世界的盼望。
The second candle reminds us that Advent is about peace.
那第二个蜡烛提醒我们，代降节是有关和平的。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣是和平之君。
Today's candle reminds us that Jesus is the source of true joy.
那今天的蜡烛提醒我们，神是喜乐的来源。
Pastor Lee reminded us that it is called Mary's candle.
那我们的 Pastor Lee 提醒我们说，这个是玛利亚的蜡烛。
But it is also called the Shepherd's candle.
可是同时，那又称作牧羊人的蜡烛。
It was to the shepherds that the angel announced good news of great joy.
因为是对牧羊人报告的，对他们宣告这个喜乐的消息。
Is Christmas joyful for you?
圣诞节对你们来说是喜乐的吗？
I hope it is.
我希望是的。
As we look at these shepherds this morning, let's discover how their joy helps us express our joy.
当我们今天早上来探讨这些牧羊人的时候，我们要来看到他们的喜乐如何帮助我们表达我们的喜乐。
In the first century, shepherds were disreputable and contemptible.
在第一个世纪的时候，这些牧羊人是很卑微、被看不起的。
They were dirty.
他们很肮脏。
Some of them were thieves.
他们其中有做贼的。
And they were religious outcasts because they worked on the Sabbath.
那他们在信仰里是被驱逐出去的，因为他们在安息日还在工作。
And yet it is to shepherds that the angel declares, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
可是那些天使竟然是对这些牧羊人宣告说，今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Of all people, it's shepherds who first hear that Jesus is born.
在所有人里面，竟然是这些牧羊人先听见耶稣出生的消息。
And they are filled with joy, glorifying and praising God, as Luke chapter 2, verse 20 says.
让他们心里就充满了欢喜，然后就将荣耀归于神，这在路加福音二章二十节看到。
So how does the shepherd's joy help us express Christmas joy?
所以这些牧羊人的喜乐如何帮助我们表达我们圣诞节的喜乐呢？
Let's start near the end of our Bible story.
我们从经文的最后面看起。
Luke chapter 2 verse 17 says that the shepherds spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.
路加福音二章十七节说，他们把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
You see, when Jesus takes over, we cannot but tell others.
你们看，因为当耶稣进到我们心里的时候，我们没办法自拔，一定要把他说出去。
And you know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Well, think about the shepherds.
你们想想牧羊人。
What has just happened?
刚刚发生了什么事？
It's not the angelic announcement that matters.
不是这个显灵的一个奇妙的事情。
They do not spread the word that they have met angels or had amazing spiritual experience late at night in an open field.
他们并不是到处传说他们在野地里遇见一个很灵异、很奇妙的一件事。
What matters is one unshakable truth. They've met Jesus.
他们只在乎一个屹立不摇的一个真理，就是他们遇见了耶稣。
That's why Christians want to tell others, we've met Jesus.
这就是为什么基督徒会迫不及待地跟大家分享他们遇见了耶稣。
What does this to do with joy?
这跟喜乐有什么关系呢？
Joseph Haydn was a famous 18th century Austrian composer, writing not only symphonies and string quartets, but also church music.
海顿是十八世纪一个很出名的演奏家，他写了不只是一些交响乐，还有一些重奏，可是他也写了教堂的音乐。
One day he was asked why his church music was so cheerful and uplifting.
有一天有人问他说，为什么他写的这些圣歌是这么喜乐的呢？
This was his reply.
他这么回答。
When I think upon God, my heart is so full of joy that the notes dance and leap, as it were, from my pen.
他说，当我想到神的时候，我心里就充满了很多的喜乐，这些音符就在我的笔，从我的笔里跳出来，像跳舞一样。
Like notes dancing and leaping from Haydn's pen, so joy leaps in our hearts because we've met Jesus.
就好比那些音符在海顿的笔里跳出来一样，我们的心也因为耶稣的充满，也是喜乐的跳动。
It's no surprise that we ask God to show us what we can do to bring someone another step closer to Jesus.
也难怪我们时常问神，能够指引我们，能够带我们身边的人更亲近主耶稣。
Lord, today, help me to be a channel for your grace in my school.
神啊，求你让我成为你恩典的器皿，在学校里。
With my work colleagues.
在职场上。
With my neighbors.
在邻居之间。
Among my friends.
在朋友之间。
And in my family.
在我家人之间。
May my life today, may our lives today, make a difference in someone else's journey towards you, O Lord.
神啊，求你使我的生命能够在他们的生命之中带领他们能够更亲近你。
What else fills the shepherds with the Lord's joy?
还有什么能让牧羊人充满神的喜悦呢？
Let's go back a few more verses in the story.
我们再回头看。
When the shepherds have heard the angel's announcement, what is their response?
当牧羊人听到那些天使的报告的时候，他们的反应是什么？
Look at Luke chapter 2 verse 15.
我们看路加福音二章十五节。
They turn to one another and say, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.
他们彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成就的事，就是神所指示我们的。
They respond in excited obedience.
他们的回应是一个很兴奋的顺服。
What does that mean?
这又是什么意思？
As a young boy who saw so many Christmas cards and school nativity plays, I grew up believing that the shepherds brought their sheep with them to see Jesus.
当我还小的时候，我看了无数的圣诞节的话剧啊，或者是那些圣诞卡片，我就相信那些牧羊人是带着羊群一起去看耶稣的。
But look at Luke chapter 2 verse 16.
可是你们看看路加福音二章十六节。
It says the shepherds hurried off.
他写着这些牧羊人急忙去了。
If you've ever watched shepherds with sheep, they do not hurry.
如果你们看过赶羊的人的话，你可以看到他们一点都不急。
Shepherds stroll, guiding their sheep.
他们是很悠闲的慢走，带领引导他们的羊。
I think the shepherds in Luke chapter 2 were in such a hurry that they left their sheep.
我觉得路加福音二章里面的牧羊人应该急到把羊都抛弃了。
They responded to the good news with excited obedience.
因为他们对好消息的回应是一个兴奋迫切的顺服。
And excited obedience meant leaving their sheep.
那这么迫切的顺服就是代表抛弃他们的羊。
In other words, Jesus becomes their chief focus, and everything else takes second place.
换句话说，耶稣成为了他们最重要的一件事，那其他都其次了。
Here's the second thing that fills us with the Lord's joy at Christmas.
这就是使我们在圣诞节的时候充满喜乐的第二件事。
Joy is the inevitable byproduct of obedience.
喜乐是顺服的副产品。
As we follow the Lord in obedience, joy comes.
当我们顺服地跟从神，喜乐就来了。
What step of obedience is God calling you to or me to?
那神叫你顺服的是哪一件事呢？
Maybe it's to share Jesus with a family member this Christmas.
也许是要你跟一个家人分享耶稣的事。
Maybe it's to say no to that Boxing Day deal.
也许是叫你在 Boxing Day 的时候少买一点。
Maybe it's to give more generously in the offering.
也许是叫你奉献的时候多给一点。
Maybe it's to step forward in leadership.
或许是请你来上前当领导。
Maybe it's to reach out to somebody in need.
也许是叫你去帮忙需要帮助的人。
Whatever God calls you to do, do it.
不管神要你去做什么，去做。
The shepherds heard this announcement of great joy, and without a second thought, they hurried off in obedience.
这些牧羊人听到这些好消息的宣布，就充满了喜乐，然后想都不想了就去做了。
But there's one more point.
可是还有一件事。
And it's found at the beginning of our scripture passage.
那就是我们经文的最前面。
Luke chapter 2 verse 8 tells us something both wonderful and shocking.
在路加福音二章八节，我们看到一个很奇妙、美好，可是又很惊奇的事。
We meet the shepherds.
就是提到了牧羊人。
Remember how the shepherds were despised in that culture?
你们还记得当时的文化里，牧羊人是如此的卑微吗？
They were dirty, untrusted, and religious outcasts.
他们又肮脏，然后又不被信任，是被驱逐出去的。
Now imagine you're an angel in God's royal court.
所以你想象，现在想象你是神殿里的一个天使。
You watch as Mary and Joseph are told that Mary will bear a child, the Son of God.
你们看着玛利亚和约瑟收到消息说她要怀孕生下神之子。
And when the Savior of the world is born, you are thrilled and overjoyed.
那当这个救世主出生的时候，你也很喜乐，也很兴奋。
But then you cannot believe what you are seeing.
可是接下来发生一件很奇怪的事。
God turns his attention to a group of shepherds encamped with their sheep in a field.
神把他的焦点注意力转到这一群牧羊人在野地里放羊的人。
Surely God is not going to tell them the good news.
难道神要跟他们说这个好消息吗？
Surely he will announce the birth of Jesus to politicians.
他应该是要跟耶稣的出生要跟那些政治家宣告的啊。
To academics.
跟那些学者。
To celebrities.
跟明星。
To the wealthy.
那些有钱的。
To the powerful.
那些有势的。
People who can make a difference, people with influence.
那些有影响力的人。
No one would ever expect God to share his love with shepherds.
神应该不会把消息跟牧羊人说吧。
But he does.
可是他就这么做。
And I'm sure the shepherds never imagined God would care about them.
我也想象那些牧羊人也没有想到神会关心他们吧。
But he does.
但他在乎。
Jesus came not for the wealthy, the wise, or the well-known.
耶稣来不是为了那些有钱的、那些有学问的，或者是那些知名的。
Sorry, not just for the wealthy, the wise, and the well-known.
并不是只是为他们。
They're the kind of people that we think deserve salvation.
他们一般是我们觉得值得被拯救的。
He came for everyone.
但他来是为了每一个人。
This is one of the central truths of Christianity.
这就是我们基督教的其中一个最重要的真理。
Listen to what Paul tells the Ephesian Christians in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
现在来看保罗对以弗所的一些基督徒在以弗所书二章一节所说的。
Remember, they had no hope, no peace, and no everlasting joy.
当时他们没有盼望，没有平安，也没有永恒的喜乐。
Paul tells them that they were dead in their transgressions and sins.
保罗跟他们说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
But then Jesus changed their lives.
可是耶稣转变了他们的生命。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Paul triumphantly declares this.
在以弗所书二章四到五节，保罗很得胜地宣告说，
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯之中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
There is nothing that we can do. It's all because of God's great love for us.
没有什么我们能够做的，这些本乎出自于神的恩典。
Yesterday was the 37th anniversary of my conversion.
昨天是我信主的37周年。
I will never forget that day in 1981.
我永远不会忘了在1981年的那一天。
At 12:15 on a Tuesday afternoon, God's Spirit reached into the heart of a naive young man of just 16.
在一个礼拜二的中午12:15，神的圣灵就充满了一个单纯的一个16岁的青年的心灵。
And through the witness of a Russian teacher in high school, I was overcome by the grace of God.
在一个教俄文的一个高中老师的面前见。我就充满了神的恩典。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣为我死了。
And the angel announced to the shepherds that Jesus had been born to them.
就像天使跟牧羊人说，耶稣为他们活了，出生了。
Jesus came for them.
耶稣为他们来了。
And so on December the 15th, 1981, I discovered that he also came for me.
那在1981年的12月15号，我发现了耶稣也为我来了。
The shepherd's story became my story.
那些牧羊人的故事变成了我的故事。
And it's a story that's repeated over and over throughout history and today.
那这个故事就一再的重复，历史里就一再重复，直到今天。
This is where joy begins.
喜乐是从那里来的。
When the story of God's love becomes your story.
当神爱的这个故事变成了你的故事。
Jesus came for you.
耶稣是为你来的。
Jesus died for you.
他的死也是为了你。
Jesus conquered death for you.
他战胜死亡也是为了你。
And Jesus is coming back for you.
他会再来也是为你。
Surely our hearts want to leap for joy.
那当然我们的心会因为喜乐而跳动。
Christmas is the season of great joy.
圣诞是一个充满喜乐的一个季节。
It's the joy that Jesus brings.
这是耶稣带来的喜乐。
We know this joy as we tell others the greatest news ever.
我们知道这是喜乐，当我们把这个最好的消息跟大家说。
To us a child has been born, Jesus Christ.
一个婴孩为我们降生，基督耶稣。
We know this joy as we step forward in faithful obedience.
我们知道这个喜乐，当我们很顺服的去听从神的话。
Whatever God is calling you to do in the next season of your Christian life, do it.
不管神呼召你去在接下来季节里做的什么事，去做。
And we know this joy because God's love is for everyone.
我们也认识这个喜乐，因为这是为了每一个人的。
Including smelly shepherds.
其中包含了那些臭臭的牧羊人。
A young teenager in a Russian high school class.
一个在上俄文的一个年轻的青年。
And you.
还有你。
Will you say yes to Jesus this Christmas?
在这个圣诞的季节里，你愿意接受主耶稣吗？
May the joy of the Lord be with you this Christmas and into 2019.
愿神的喜乐能够与你同在，在这个圣诞季节，也在接下来的2019年。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee. Let's stand and sing Angels.